He kicked out! He kicked out! He kicked out!
If you smell!
Armbar! Armbar! Armbar!
So welcome to the first episode of our podcast here of Armbar Radio, if you just listened to the intro. My name is Dave Pasco. I'll be your host and my co-host today. And for the next couple of weeks that we're doing these is Derek Holmes. Anytime you want, Derek. We're going to be breaking down some of what's going on in professional wrestling, mostly WWE. And we're in an exciting time in WWE. We're doing, we're starting right at Royal Rumble, Road to WrestleMania. It should be exciting. We'll see if we get there. Eventually, something good will happen next couple months. So if you're not a wrestling fan, it's a good time to start listening to us. Actually, any time's a good time listening to us, but especially Road to WrestleMania. It's kind of when they do their important wrestling stories, important character development, the evolve things. They bring in a lot of wrestlers that you haven't seen for a while, stuff like that. So if you haven't watched wrestling or you're getting back into wrestling or you're a consistent fan, that's what we're here for, to get us through Road to WrestleMania starting tonight. Our show is breaking up into three sections. First will be our dark matches. We're going to talk about rumors, news, announcements, stuff like that. Then we're going to go into a mid-card. Mid-card is going to be pretty much what we're expecting today. Any of our anything we watched this week, talk about the shows, NXT, SmackDown, Raw, of what we saw. And then we're going to go from that into our main event. And our main event tonight will be covering our predictions for the Royal Rumble, what we're expecting to see, what we're hoping to see. With a few surprises thrown in. So I'm going to kick it off right now with some WWE news for our dark match segments. All right, so our first one is breaking news today. Today being Sunday, so depending on when you listen to this, might be old news. But Justin Gabriel, who wrestled for WWE under the name Justin Gabriel.
The Bunny.
Part of the original Nexus, actually, is how he got to start. And the first season of NXT, correct,
NXT,
right?
Yeah.
Who was his coach? It was Matt Hardy.
Matt Hardy was his coach. Justin Gabriel's coach.
He came with that stupid coat that no one understood, and then he got rid of that. But he was released, quote-unquote, today. You can't see my air quotes. And the air quotes are there because he actually walked out.
On Friday.
After a live event, what was the story on that?
Basically what I saw was he just was extremely upset. He was going into the house show and
as the Bunny or as Justin Gabriel?
As Justin Gabriel. I'm pretty sure he was getting ready to job to Darren Young or someone. And I think he just was tired of it. So he actually quit. They took his name out of the Royal Rumble list on Friday, along with Los Matadores.
Are they fired?
I don't think so. I think
are they going back to
being
Puerto Rican, or are they still Mexican?
Puerto Rican, Mexico.
Puerto Rico, Puerto Mexico.
Puerto Mexico.
Yay!
You know,
that's
cool.
Not to offend anyone. No. If anyone watches the show, in WWE world, if you are any kind of ethnicity, it's interchangeable at any time. it doesn't matter what you are, okay?
The New Day will be out soon. Be prepared.
Yes, if you're we're waiting for the preview start for Royal Rumble, the New Day is wrestling, and if you get the inside joke of wrestling, is basically if you are any kind of ethnicity, you're just grouped automatically together, no matter what your talents are, what your strengths are, anything like that. But yeah, Justin Gabriel, I know there was confusion. I was reading the reviews from Raw. I think it was 2 weeks ago. Is that when they did the lumberjack match between
yes.
Cena and Rollins? And he came out as a heel. And everyone was confused because he's never been a heel on WWE TV. He was on NXT.
Mm-hmm.
He had him team with
former tag team partners. You're talking about
Tyson Kidd.
New NXT, not old NXT.
Not old NXT. No,
yes.
No, we're over that.
We're over the
currently
Nexus.
NXT. He was teaming with Tyson Kidd.
He was teaming with Tyson Kidd as a heel faction, wasn't he?
I think
yes.
That was. I know they wrestled. Was it Los? Not Los.
Sin Cara and
the
Kalisto.
Other Hispanic group
the other
that they
Hispanic
teamed together,
Max,
and
Max.
They just have
looks like
generic
Rey Mysterio in a new mask.
Yeah,
but.
Exactly. So anyways, so Justin Gabriel's leaving. He'll probably end up somewhere, maybe TNA. He might do indies for a while. He's a talented guy. He's always been.
He's really great. He's former tag team champion.
Former tag team champ with Heath Slater.
Heath Slater.
Who also will probably be released sometime in the near future.
Where is he?
Yeah, we have no idea where he is. They took away his faction and kind of disappeared. Let's see what else we got today. If you watch WWE or know a lot about any of the wrestlers or anything that came out like that, Alberto Del Rio, who got fired from WWE over the summer.
For bitch slapping
the head of online media.
Online media.
Yeah. So the website runner just got smacked.
So we're not the only racist ones here.
No, because
the
that was also
people that work for the WWE.
I see a constant theme in WWE firings and groupings. We'll get to that later, but he's wrestling under his original name, which is Alberto Del Patron.
El Patron.
No, I gotta look that up.
Alberto El Patron, Del Patron.
Something.
There's some tequila involved because
he's
Mexican.
Is. There's a tilde.
Go figure.
And there's a apostrophe. But he'll be very good. But he's actually going to Lucha Underground, which I'm a big fan. I know you haven't watched it yet.
I have not, but I've read a lot about it. I know WCW alumni Conan is a big part of it.
Yeah. He's on almost every week. He's
John Morrison.
Who wrestles as Johnny Mundo. Mm-hmm. And he is still the same character. He's still the same entrance, not in slow motion. And he doesn't beat Dazzle his abs. No. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please look that
please
up.
Please Google
He literally
John Morrison.
Would come out and put rhinestones in
on his
abdomen. It was amazing.
Yep.
I tried to do the same thing, but it did not work. I did not have enough gemstones.
Kept turning into a globe of some kind, so it necessarily wasn't like rhinestone abs.
Yeah, I did it, and then you ever see the disco ball when Brodus Clay entered? That was me.
We actually hung Dave up from the ceiling of the arena, and then we had Brodus Clay come out.
Yes, and the original song was Funk Has Some Rules. But besides that, he's going to be premiering. I guess he already premiered on the show. I don't know if he had a match yet. I've yet to see reviews, but he's wrestling unmasked, which he was masked in Mexico. He's going to be unmasked in, like he was in WWE, wrestling on Lucha Underground. I think this is really good for him because he's finally going to be the big fish that he thinks he is. And he is a talented guy.
And the thing with WWE is he, go back to what we were talking about earlier, he's unfortunately in a smaller ethnicity that doesn't necessarily get that broad spectrum that WWE likes to push sometimes.
I don't know. He did get pushed.
He did get a major push.
He got, if you look at the, I was looking at preparing for Royal Rumble, I looked at past winners, and he really stands out like a sore thumb because a lot of the guys on that list are Hall of Famers, multi-time champions, homicidal killers. There's a lot of there's a lot of variety. There's a lot of notoriety.
And he won the largest Royal Rumble ever.
He did. He won the 40-man, the only 40-man ever.
He eliminated Santino Marella to win the rest. So.
That's debatable if that's an accomplishment. He went on to WrestleMania, and he wrestled in Edge's last match.
Yes.
He wrestled Edge for the World Heavyweight title. He was the challenger. He lost that match. But that was the last match that Adam Copeland Edge ever wrestled in WWE. So I guess he has milestones. He hit some cues. He had that quick feud with John Cena, I think, twice. And Punk. He had a feud with Punk over the WWE title.
He had a Punk. Then he also did Big Show for the world title.
He did Rey Mysterio twice or something like that. He wrestled him. I just want to get that straight.
They
didn't sneak through the border.
Him and Sin Cara had a massive when Sin Cara came over.
It did. I think that was more for Sin Cara's benefit. Yeah. I really don't think that was for the benefit of Del Rio. I think Sin Cara needed every ounce of help he could get. He was a failed. I'm glad he's doing better now, but they've toned it down and they've changed the wrestler behind the mask. So that always does.
It was not the Sin Cara superstar that they actually paid all the money for. Now it's some guy they decided he was already here in the States wrestling under another name.
Changed him.
Hunico.
Yeah. And it's funny because Hunico still appears on the roster page.
Right.
Which doesn't make any sense because you will never wrestle as Hunico
with his Supa bicycle. Is it still there?
I hope so.
Anyways. Macho's gone. He's on the alumni
page. Yeah, he did. Let me see what else I got here. Something I found interesting the other day. I find most of my information, if anyone's listening, off prowrestling.net. I really enjoy their website. They're really nice guys, too. I've emailed them and talked to them back and forth, and they're really, really great guys, and they get some really good information. Now, this one I thought was pretty interesting. Let me look at my tabs here. Sorry for all the dead air, guys. Why can I not?
Is everybody ready for tag team Royal Rumble tonight? Because it is. If you're preparing for tonight's Royal Rumble match pay per view, you will have to sit through about 12 tag team matches to lead up to the major Royal Rumble.
Yeah, if you're listening to us after the Rumble, after Sunday night at 11 o'clock, just skip to the Rumble match. Really, there's going to be nothing important in this entire thing, which makes it really handy for us to do a podcast. That's about it. I can't find the report.
You know, Tyson Kidd's going to be on the card?
He is.
He's going to be on the pre-show, and then he's going to be on the main card because his wife is actually going to be Israel.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And we're going to review Total Divas, too. No, we're not.
We will review Total Divas in about 5 seconds, and that's about the same amount of time.
Yeah, everyone's bitchy to each other. There's your review. That's the only thing you missed. Oh, here it is. Okay, so... this was reported on the 20th of this month, this being January, is that the wrestler who wrestled under the name, and this is going to make you laugh, Big Vito. You remember Big Vito?
I do remember Big
Vito. He had that, he came with FBI, with ECW.
He wore a dress for a while.
That's what I was going to get to. At the end of his career, he wore a dress because he wanted to be a woman.
Yes.
Well, Big Vito and another wrestler who was only in development called... Evan Singleton? Never heard of him.
I saw this article the other day as well.
That they're suing WWE for concussion studies. Yeah. Or because of concussions, long-term effects. Much like the NFL went through all the lawsuits about that. So now WWE is now facing a major concussion suit.
Right.
Which could be a big deal, couldn't be. What I think is funny about this is, not funny, because it's not funny. It is something serious. A lot of wrestlers.
It's funny as a kick in the head, honestly.
But it's weird that this is so many, because Vito hasn't wrestled in WWE for
years. Came and went right after
almost
invasion.
10 years.
It was after the invasion.
Was he part of the new ECW?
He came in as, I don't know if he was part of the new ECW.
Was he? I can't remember.
He wasn't.
He was never a headliner. He wasn't even a mid-carder. He usually escorted somebody else.
He was on Sunday Night Heat a lot.
Yeah.
Velocity,
he was.
I think, back in the day.
All the hour-long shows that were pre-taped. All the dark matches. Yeah. What I think is interesting about this is, if anyone knows anything about concussion studies, the main institute or research study for concussion studies in the United States is actually run by a former WWE wrestler who wrestled under the name Chris Nowinski. He was a Harvard graduate. He got a severe concussion, and he afterwards started the study and formed this group to research concussion studies for. They just did the NFL, and now they do it for wrestling as well. He will most likely be the defense for WWE, which is kind of an odd sentiment when wrestlers, if you know a lot about wrestling, it's a close-knit group. A lot of these guys know each other. They travel together. And I want to say they were both in the Federation at the same time.
They were.
So you're talking about one wrestler's heartache and, you know, losing his career. Because just recently, if you watch NXT, Corey Graves is in a similar situation. He was a young guy. He just got his break on NXT, WWE television, had a severe concussion, and he can't wrestle anymore. He's a commentator. Christian, Jay Russo,
yeah,
who's a wrestler I've loved for years. Same problem is he constantly has concussion things. And there's wrestlers who are dealing with this, and WWE's been, what I've read, completely supportive of these wrestlers. and completely behind their treatment and relocating them in a career and helping them out. I know the biggest story was a wrestler Draws many years ago, broke his neck in ring. He still works for WWE. They've always found work for him to do. And I think it's I understand people trying to be compensated, especially these weren't big wrestlers. The one guy was still in development, which means he wasn't anything. He didn't have a character. He just kind of wrestled dark matches and he got hurt. But a guy like Big Vito, who wrestled for ECW, who wrestled in the most violent wrestling organization of all time. It was in WCW as well. So he wrestled for the Big Three when the Big Three existed. And now he's coming against WWE trying to get restitution, trying to get money out of them for this concussion study, where I think how I view WWE now, I don't know a lot of behind the scenes. I'm not a guy. I'm not a former creative, former trainer, former wrestler. But WWE has always kind of backed up anyone, even people have had drug issues and have gone to other wrestling federations with, I know they were helping guys out in TNA. They were helping guys out.
Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy is a perfect example. Yeah. They paid for his rehab when he was even on contract with them. They always take care of their own. So I think it's in that situation, I'm hoping, you know, someone can come to some kind of settlement and then get Vito help if he's having issues and stuff like that. But I really feel as though, it's better to be in the system than outside the system on something like this. I think if the issue was really pressed, WWE could help him.
Right. And I think WWE will probably reach out and look into it if it's that big of a case. Because I did read the interview, the article that was posted, and the guy in developmental, the guy that wasn't even on TV yet, stuff like that. You know, for him, he's actually claiming a lot of more severe things. And in my opinion, I feel like he's attacking WWE because they're coming with maybe more money. Because he's probably been an indie wrestler for God knows how long. You know, he's probably been through, you know, different matches in gymnasiums, you know, where he's wrestling on hardwood floors and stuff like that. Not a WWE ring. But I think in respect, WWE will probably still reach out to them and say, hey, what can we do to help? And if they're willing to take a little bit of help, then WWE will stand behind them. But if they are going to be brutal and attack them, then it could turn out not so good for them in the long run.
It seems like any wrestler has gone against the federation, especially the machine that is WWE, and how big that company has been since the 80s, or even before that.
Unless your emblem is a panda bear, then you got to get the F out.
Yeah.
So.
If you just have that kind of help, because I know a lot of wrestlers who, when this has come up with the different lawsuits and stuff like that, even when Vince got attacked for steroid use, the wrestlers who stood by him had these fantastic careers, and the ones who kind of like tried to throw him under the bus didn't go anywhere. I would hate to say that the man's vindictive, but the man's vindictive.
Yes.
And in a business sense, his business is number one. That's his business. So I hope they can come to some kind of agreement. I hope it's more they're seeking health, being helped with their health issues, being helped with medical bills, you know, rehabilitation, stuff like that. I hope that's what they're seeking and not a payday. Then it's going to be the same system, but, you know, I'm hoping it resolves. But I digress. So that's enough of the depressing stuff. I'm trying to think of anything else for quick news. Something fun. Dolph Ziggler was at the AVN convention. If anyone knows what that is, it is the porn convention out in Vegas. This is the second time Mr. Ziggler has shown up there. Maybe
they should give him a new gimmick. Val Venus.
I think that's been done. I think the porn star gimmick's been done.
Yes. Kenneth Jameson will not be coming back to television. Everyone.
No, that's a shame. That would be an interesting promo, wouldn't it? I think it's interesting that they report on this every year. Actually, they saw him with he was there with Justin Roberts.
Yes.
Which
used to be, if you don't know, is a former WWE ring announcer
who
recently released for no apparent reason.
No apparent reason.
Budget cuts. And I believe, I believe there's a possibility, I think Zack Ryder have been there.
Is he? I
did see a photo of the three of them together.
See, that's scary. Were they looking for the Buff Bagwell booth?
Maybe.
Were they like what? They were looking at the rates? Were they handing out flyers for him?
I think in Disco Inferno was there next to him, too.
He's not doing that, is he? He's not a gigolo, is he?
No, I don't think
Buff
so.
Buff Bagwell is a legit gigolo.
I don't think anyone would pay good money to sleep with Disco Inferno.
You know that. Marcus Bagwell, yeah. Buff Bagwell, is a legit gigolo.
No, I did not know.
You did not know that?
I did not know.
He has an actual... He did adult films, but now you can... Women, or men, I guess if the price is right, can rent him for an evening as an escort.
So,
he is a male escort.
You think he reinvented the blockbuster then?
That'd be interesting. Maybe it doesn't reverse.
A reverse
blockbuster. I think a reverse blockbuster.
That was for the men in the audience that may be interesting.
I hope not.
A couple extra thousand on there and you may get a reverse blockbuster.
You might. He's been doing that for a while. He does that kind of tour circuit.
See, this is what happens when you get put on Monday Night Raw for one night only.
Yeah, that was the first Nitro night.
And then Booker, Stone Cold Steve Austin and Kurt Angle kick your ass out and throw you in the street.
Literally throw you out in the street and you're done.
Thanks for coming.
I really don't have anything else that we're not going to cover later on. So let's go into our, let's go into the mid card. So we watched Raw this week.
Yes.
I watched all of Raw, which is a chore some weeks.
I watched the Hulu version, so I missed out a little bit, but okay. I have read it and I have been up to date with it.
You probably didn't miss anything.
So I didn't miss much.
The 3-hour version is not really worth. I watch it with looking down at my tablet or looking at my phone most of the nights anyways.
Folding clothes.
Something you can get your chores done. Like WWE is a great program to put on some nights, especially between the 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock hour. That you really don't. You can just go do something else.
Do laundry.
Watch the opening. See maybe the first match is good. This week it was. I don't even know who wrestled.
It was Raw Reunion.
It was a Raw Reunion, which used to mean something.
Yeah, but now it was just kind of like you used to be relevant in the 90s during the Monday Night Wars, and we're going to put you in segments where you had no relevancy to each other whatsoever. For example. The NWO coming out, which was pretty sweet, except it was X-Pac and not Hogan.
There. Yeah, Sean Waltman is like the when they have a DX or NWO reunion, he wore both shirts this week
because
he didn't even know which one he was going to promote when he came out today. Yeah, that was weird. I think the backstage segment was funny.
It was.
It didn't go anywhere. It was nice to see the click together.
Yes, and it pushed Mizdow even more.
Even more, like they need to.
He is going to be over like Rover if I can steal. Maybe JPL said that.
I hope.
Booker T, maybe.
I would not use that as your catchphrase.
Over like Rover.
Over like Rover. I don't like that.
No. But yeah, the backstage, you know, between the click, NWO, DX in one room at one
time.
Well,
it was Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, Sean Waltman, Triple H, but Triple H as his current character. Right.
And
Shawn Michaels. And then they brought it. Yeah. And it was nice to see them together. And they kind of ragged on. They broke the fourth wall a little bit.
Right.
Because they used the word gimmick. Why is he doing this? Why is he doing that? That type of thing. And then that was it.
And then
you didn't see them
night,
together again.
No. Later on in the night, if you miss Raw, NWO comes out pretty sweet. You know, we get a hey yo. And survey
the same old catchphrase.
Same old catchphrase. Then out of nowhere, the ascension. Road Warriors 4.0.
Oh, the Ascension.
The Ascension.
Those right. Idiots.
Yeah. Now, not Road Warrior 2.0.
Let's
where
talk about that
Animal
for a second. Let's talk about the Ascension real fast.
Okay.
Because I think it's interesting if anyone who follows wrestling. And watches NXT, which NXT, I wish we had more time, and hopefully in future podcasts, I really want to focus on NXT, because I think it's a quality show that a lot of people aren't watching. It's funny to me that the two wrestling shows that I sit at, and I really enjoy the talent, the wrestling in a wrestling show, I really enjoy Lucha Underground and NXT, because they have a bunch of young, hungry talent.
And it's an hour show.
It's an hour show.
That's it. That's all you need.
That's it. For wrestling, that's all you need.
Yeah.
I wish, But let's talk about the Ascension. Let's digress back to the Ascension. The Ascension were in NXT. They were tag champions for over a year. They had a gimmick, but not really. They would come out to metal music, and they had an okay interest. Yeah. But as soon as they hit WWE TV, it's like, we're going to put shoulder pants on you,
we're
bad
gonna paint
music.
Your face with some cat eyes.
Just dumb.
It was
dumb.
Bad.
And they're calling out, they literally called out a tag team in which half the tag team is dead.
Yes.
They called out LOD, who Animal's got to be in his 50s at least. And Hawk has passed away like 10 years ago.
Longer than that.
No, really? I guess you're right.
He passed away before WCW went under, I believe.
Wow. Okay, so yeah, it's been a while. But they try to build these guys, and they it just comes off as bad. And this week, like you were saying, they came out and confronted with NWO.
Yes.
They came out and confronted with Derek's laughing because if you know the New Day gimmick, it's terrible.
But we're gonna get to that a little bit later. But yeah, so the Ascension comes out, interrupts the NWO. I'm excited because I'm thinking I'm getting ready to see a jackknife powerbomb. And then out of nowhere, JBL comes off of commentary, rips his shirt off, is trying to take up for the NWO. Where that came from,
nice to see Ron Simmons and him as APA.
Yeah, like
because it's been a while. It's been since like the last, I think the Raw Retro.
Yeah,
what do they call that?
Raw. He actually got a little bit more than just a damn.
Yeah, he actually got the ring.
That was a good damn.
That was a good damn. They and then out of nowhere, the New Age Outlaws.
Oh, you didn't know
one half.
We didn't get enough of them last year.
Two fifths of DX came out and defended everybody.
Yeah.
And now they're in a match against the Ascension tonight, which if they don't lose, the Ascension might as well go to TNA.
Yes.
Actually, I don't even think TNA would touch it and be like, who are you guys?
Who are you guys?
Like, we brought you up from our training program, NXT, to compete as a formidable tag team, which in NXT, they look like a tag team that you want to see wrestle.
Right.
And they dropped the ball in week one.
Yeah.
I was just surprised that they put no-name local wrestlers on Raw. Because Raw has been known as a program, especially since when they merged, that every night you get pay-per-view quality matches. And what that means is there's named wrestlers wrestling named wrestlers. And now they went back to this other thing, and you can't push this new tag team. And this is something else I'm going to say about NXT really fast. And this is a comment someone made. I read a report a couple months ago when TNA was transitioning, when they didn't know they were going to stay around. They were looking for a new TV deal, everything like that. Someone came up with the idea that we should... They're on
TNA still is around, everyone.
Yes, Destination America.
If you can't find that destination,
you're with the other 90%
of the
United States.
Yes.
They're the top-rated show on Destination America.
Yes, because only 50 people watch
their
show.
Because it's not about hauntings, food, or the Amish.
Yes.
Because that's every show on Destination America has one of those three things. Anyways, someone came up with the idea that TNA should merge with NXT, for the simple fact that the experienced talent, the veteran talent, can teach the young talent, the new talent, and have, you know, you can't sharpen steel with steel. That goes back to that old adage. So they have untrained, unknown rookies fighting and I'm not saying NXT, once again, I'll defend them, saying especially the talent they have now is talent.
Right.
It is probably a who's who.
It's not green guys that just come out of the gym.
No, these are guys
who've
been wrestling 10 years.
Yeah.
Guys like Kevin Steen, who's now wrestling as Kevin Owens. Fergal Devitt, Prince Devitt, who's wrestling
as
Finn Balor. Kenta, who's wrestling as...
random, typical WWE Teriyaki Asian name.
Teriyaki Sushi Toyota.
Kendo Suzuki
Something,
Part 2.
Yeah, they all... It ends, begins, and starts with eyes. But it comes to this thing, and, well, NXT, it seems there's been very little success from one to the other. Now, They got lightning in the bottle with the Shield. They got lightning in the bottle with the Wyatt family. And I think they did very well with those. Very, very well. That they were the main stars for probably the past year, especially the Shield.
They've main evented pay-per-views for the last few months.
One of them still are.
It's still main evented pay-per-views because
Rollins. And Reigns would have been up there too if he didn't have that injury.
Right. Because there's no world champion, so someone's got to do it.
So yeah, someone's got to wrestle. But the last couple they've had come in, we're watching one of them wrestle actually right now. Actually, two of them, Big E, and Xavier Woods,
yeah,
and Cesaro,
and Adam Rose, But this went from Tyson Kidd in this match too.
Yeah, he's been up and down.
But the thing with this match is because it is actually now on pre-show is now on. It went from a 6-man tag. Apparently, it's now they didn't have enough tag team matches in the show for later on. It is now just a 2-on-2 tag team match. Adam Rose and Xavier Woods are not in the match. But I believe it's because Xavier Woods, little side note from news from earlier, actually apparently is injured himself.
Oh, did he? What injury is that? Flat hair.
Flat hair.
I think so.
Consequences Creed gimmick got old, so.
I always want to say he was Black Machismo. That was Jay Lethal.
That was Jay Lethal.
Jay Lethal.
As you have your Macho Man shirt on.
I do. I do, and I should know that.
He did a awesome Macho Man Jay Lethal.
He did. Everyone should go back.
And
amazing. Amazing.
Awesome. He actually fought a lot of great legends back
Jim
in
the Anvil Nightheart. I remember
Neidhart,
watching that.
Tatanka.
I thought you said great.
Great. Oh, well. Legends.
Was he offensive?
I think he
good
even,
Indian.
I think he even fought Flair.
Was he offensive good guy Native American, or was he offensive evil Native American?
I think he was a good guy offensive Indian.
Okay.
Yes.
They didn't dress him up like the Ted DiBiase Tatanka, where he looked like he ran a casino.
Yeah, I know. He just came out, ran really fast, kind of Ultimate Warrior-ish, and I think he lost probably. Jay Lethal beat him all.
Yeah, he did. Okay. All right, so is that all about we want to talk about for now? We'll talk about the main event. The main event this week. Oh, let's talk about the returns. If you weren't watching wrestling, one big fan favorite.
Yeah.
And two guys we deal with.
Yes.
In the form of Ryback, Dolph Ziggler, and
Eric Rowan.
Eric Rowan came back to SmackDown because Cena won a match on Monday, like he always does. Because of Sting, which is new, which is exciting to see Sting in a
wrestling.
Not
the icon Sting,
not the vigilante Sting.
We're not quite sure.
Not the insane
icon.
Not the icon. Not this is Sting.
This is the vigilante.
Which WWE still, I don't think they understood when they signed Sting for a contract what they were going to do with him. Being a fan of the game, he was a downloadable content, and when they put him in, he has his WCW music. And they say, this is Sting. And I don't know why WWE is like, we're going to change the music and we're going to change your moniker.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me. Anyways, he showed up first time on Raw. That was newsworthy.
Epic.
Knowing that he also appeared on a show with Hogan, Flair, HBK, Nash, like a bunch of his WCW buddies on the same show, which was exciting. It was nice to see everybody.
It would have been amazing to be a fly on the wall backstage.
The backstage, that's what they needed to air, not another fucking Divas matches. We don't care. We don't even know.
We didn't need the back. We didn't need the panel with Flair and Hogan and Michaels saying who they thought was going to win.
Yeah, picking three guys that didn't save them.
No. Yeah,
and them picking the most generic top fan favorite. Wyatt was
if
weird.
Cena was in the
someone
match.
Someone always has to pick a heel.
Yeah.
And I guess HBK had to pick the heel, not Flair.
Yeah, Flair picked the insane one because,
But anyways, on SmackDown, I wish I recorded a podcast before SmackDown, or actually right after the first segment, because when they said they all had to wrestle for the Royal Rumble tonight, I perfectly predicted it. Because SmackDown, to me, isn't a chore as much as it makes me feel smart, like I could write this shit, because it is the most predictable show ever. After you get past all the Raw recaps, it's a very predictable show.
Awesome. Sorry, I'm getting a little distracted by the New Day gimmick once again. If you haven't watched it,
underneath his man breasts,
and wiped his sweat off of his forehead.
Anyways, they came back. They wrestled some decent matches. Ziggler is awesome.
Ziggler,
he's somebody I really want to be pushed, and we will be talking about him more in a little bit. Ryback, I have no idea. They threw that big gimmick. The whole thing was a hoax. The whole thing was, I wasn't a big fan of it because it feels like they've done this before.
Right.
The Authority even coming back as soon as they did, having that heel group in charge, like how do they automatically be in charge again? I didn't understand it. Like, there's one wrestling playbook that TNA and WWE read from all the time, where we constantly have to have heels in charge to make any sense of a show that we want to do.
Right.
It's frustrating. It just seems like the same thing over and over.
And it works when you have certain heels doing it. But correct. When you have certain heels, when Eric Bischoff was running Monday Night Raw, Eric Bischoff had nights where he failed and he ate humble pie. The Authority's been in charge.
Never fail.
Never fail.
And it's irritating.
Until now, Sting's here.
Well, now because of Sting.
Yeah.
Which there's no rhyme or reason behind.
Right. He's not. It's not the NWO. There's no one that's affecting him whatsoever.
There's no WCW guys.
There's no WCW guys. Yeah. It's literally Sting coming to save the day.
Yeah. And not really, because he's just standing there. He's like a scarecrow.
Monday night, it was when John Cena won, it was a triple threat match. Seth Rollins, Big Show, Kane versus John Cena. So my first reaction was when
97?
Yeah.
Well, no, Starrcade 96 was the big Hogan Sting match. That was a year buildup.
Yes.
So it had to be 95, 96.
Yeah.
What year is it now? So it 10 is so 20 years.
20 years ago.
20 years. We're
and
still doing the same
gimmick.
Setup.
Except
same
he can't
story.
Come from the rafters anymore.
Oh my God. Yeah, we know why that. That's something we're never gonna touch. Oh no, I'll probably make it up. Absurd joke.
We'll
about.
Play and get to that eventually. That's during the Mania. That's during the matches later. And stuff.
All right. So that's the big stuff from the weekend. From the week of wrestling. We got Cena. We got Cena winning like always. We got the three guys back who got fired the previous week. Everything that changes always stays the same in wrestling.
Ryback and Ziggler did get into the main Royal Rumble
but
match.
Rowan did.
Eric Rowan did not.
Because they need to make it believable. Not all three guys are going to win.
And so, once again, we had Wyatt family against each other.
Yep.
Luke Harper beat Eric Rowan.
Yep.
Eric Rowan's not in it.
He cheated, didn't he?
Was he it a did. Cheat? I don't think Eric Rowan really needed to be in the match.
No.
That spot can go
I didn't think
to,
he was going to win.
I was going to say that that spot probably could have gone to someone like the Bunny, but now since Justin Gabriel's gone, we don't know really who's going to have that spot.
We'll get to that later. It's going to be Zack Ryder.
It's going to be Zack Ryder.
It's going to be Zack Ryder. I'm hoping it's Zack Ryder. It'll be amazing. So let's jump into our main event, our big, big topic of discussion today. We're going to go into the Royal Rumble, which, since I was a kid, this is my favorite pay-per-view of the year. It's fun. Somehow, even though we are just fed the shittiest stories over and over and over again from WWE, year after year, recycling gimmicks, recycling stories, recycling tag teams, the Rumble's always fun. And the reason that I always enjoyed it is because you get to see everybody.
Right.
And they try to build it every year and say, oh, it's our all-star game that actually means something. Wait, I'm going to stop for 1 second because I think I'm having a stroke. Did Cesaro and Kid just win?
Yes, Cesaro.
Get the
spoiler
fuck
alert!
Out of here.
If you haven't seen the Royal Rumble, when you finally hear this,
where can they see the Royal Rumble? On
the WWE Network.
And how much is it?
For a low rate of $9.99.
And we're not paid to say that.
And we're not paid to say
that's
that.
That's all we're going to say.
Now you don't even have to sign up for a 6-month subscription. $9.99 this month. If you don't want it next month. I mean, it's Fastlane.
Or you
we'll
find
get
a
the
friend.
Fastlane.
You find a friend.
Yes.
And you take theirs.
And you split the payment. So if you find like four friends that like wrestling.
Are you still paying for it?
I am still paying for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I found somebody else that's like, hey, I let someone borrow it for the first, I had the 6-month commitment when it launched.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gave my password and code out to somebody. And they're like, hey, I'm going to pay for it for the next 6. So I'm good till Mania.
Yeah.
And then I had to pay for the next, if I still watch it. I have a feeling after Mania, because the Raw after Mania, we know it just all
right.
bails downhill.
Well, the $9.99 is worth NXT in its own.
It is. And the documentaries they put on. I just finished. I have one episode left of Monday Night War.
That one's a good one.
After WCW. Now, I love that we had two episodes to be like, this is how Bischoff fucked up everything. It
wasn't just Bischoff either. Russo.
Vince Russo. Who's written for everybody.
He's still writing for TNA.
He's a day player.
He is.
He does like independent work for them. Anyways, were you there? Okay. Sorry, technical difficulties. This is learning.
Day one.
This is learning the craft right here. So what we're gonna talk? Oh, main event. So let's talk Rumble. Let's talk. I don't want to talk the main event. We can make a million predictions. Let's talk. Actually, you know what? Let's get out of the way. Main event. Main event tonight. Seth Rollins, John Cena, Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar's second title defense since winning it in August.
Yes.
So this is a triple threat. Everyone know, if you're not following, and we're going to be saying that a lot, please follow wrestling. It just makes our lives easier. And let's recap it real fast. Brock Lesnar, former WWE champion, former UFC champion.
Former King of the Ring winner, wrestled, former Royal Rumble winner.
He's wrestled the one in 21.
Yes. He was the one that ruined WrestleMania last year.
He broke WrestleMania. He broke wrestling pay-per-views for any long-term fans when Taker took the dive to make him look better. And was it the time? Was it the place? We'll get onto this later. I like talking about Taker's streak because it is important.
And this will actually be a good WrestleMania podcast, so if you do wind up following this,
follow us.
Come WrestleMania.
We're going to come back around.
We'll discuss that.
But anyways, this is a match where he's the main event. He's coming in as champion. We got John Cena, who I can't see. He's lost to Lesnar in the last two matches.
No.
He lost his title at SummerSlam. It was a DQ because of Rollins at Night of Champions, which was back in September. And we haven't seen – Brock hasn't been in the ring since. So this is the first time – we're seeing a WWE championship match since September, which it just seems like a lifetime. Like even WCW back in the day didn't defend the title every pay-per-view.
The
champion was there. It was usually Hogan, teamed with Rodman, teamed with Bischoff, whatever.
Teamed with Bischoff, teamed with Rodman, teamed with
anybody else. But he fought Piper, I think, twice.
Not for the title. Piper never got a shot.
Well, Piper never needed a title.
Right, no.
But this is the first time WWE's kind of come back to the system where we don't see a title match on the pay-per-view. I grew up in an era, and you probably remember the same thing, especially when Triple H was coming up, when they did the McMahon-Helmsley era. I remember the title, they would have a title match, at least one Raw. Right. He would defend it nightly. That's when you didn't know what was going to happen. That's when Jericho won it for the first time. And State College, Pennsylvania, still remember. That night changed my life. Yeah. My balls dropped that night. I was so fucking excited to watch Chris Jericho.
He became a man the night Chris Jericho won
that one
the WWF
Championship.
Because
it solidified that he was, he was going to be a big time player.
Right. So, and it was the WWF Championship back then. That's why I can say it.
We have this match tonight. Yeah. I don't see, unless Lesnar's contract added a match, because he's burned through a lot of appearances right now, especially he's shown up and not really done anything. This past week was like the first time he's been relevant showing up. Yeah. He did something that promoted him as a champion.
It actually made him look legit, finally, for once.
Finally, yeah. So we watched it, and you have Cena, who I don't think is going to lose to Lesnar for a third time.
No.
It just doesn't seem. Usually in wrestling, there's three matches in a rivalry. And usually there's one guy wins one guy wins another, and then the third one will end the feud. And they just burn it up. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we have watched so much wrestling, we have seen this time and time again. Especially for the last 10 years, where John Cena wins everything at the end. Like, he will lose a match. His first one or second one. This is the first time he's lost the first two of the three. So I think our prediction's about the same. And Seth Rollins is the wild card. He's got the money in the bank. So he can cash in for a title shot at any time. And he's been holding that briefcase since
June
this year. And the predictions I've read online and talking to you, and we talked about this earlier today, is I feel as though what WWE probably thought was going to be the most unpredictable outcome has become the most predictable outcome. And they left us a couple clues to get us there. There's always a plan B promo saying, right, I can cash in the belt. I can lose and still cash in.
Exactly.
And I honestly think that's what's going to happen. I would be shocked tonight if Seth Rollins does not cash in that briefcase, just because during the Royal Rumble promos, so during the commercials that they play on the network and during commercial breaks and things like that, they show the briefcase. And they tease it being cashed in, which I don't ever remember them doing that before.
And no, and even Hunter at the end, Triple H says at the end of the promo for it, he says, there's always a plan B.
He's not talking about pregnancy.
No.
No, that's not
when
what we're
Seth
talking
Rollins
about.
Turned.
Is Seth pregnant again?
On the Shield, if you don't know this, when Seth Rollins was the one that turned his back on his Shield,
that's what that was about.
A plan B for Triple H.
For the Evolution. And it wasn't Batista.
It was not Batista.
It was not Blutista.
That was a failure in Plan A, but clearly...
That was a failure in WWE.
Yes.
We sat at a wing place last year watching this event, which Sad needs to reflect on right now, because I realized today it's been a year since we've seen CM Punk wrestle.
Yep.
This is it.
A year.
A year without CM Punk.
CM Punk.
It's sad.
And if CM Punk, you ever get the chance to ever listen to this, but we do miss you. We want to wish you the best in the UFC.
Well, it's not bloody likely. I love CM Punk. I love Phil Brooks. Yeah. I got excited when they said, hey, he's going to go write Marvel Comics, which I don't know if you know about. He's going to write Thor.
He is.
And he's writing some sports book for DC.
Yes.
Which is excellent. And I saw him on, he did an episode of The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Or Talking Dead, sorry.
Talking Dead, yes.
And he was excellent in that. He was really funny. And he was there with Yvonne, she's from Community. She was on Community, she's not anymore. But they were hilarious. And he's very talented.
He is extremely
talented. When they first announced him going to UFC, I thought, oh, he's going to be a commentator.
Right.
Because him and I can't think of the fighter they Chael Sonnen.
Chuck Liddell?
No, not the Iceman. Chael Sonnen, him are really they're really close friends,
right?
And I'm like, oh, maybe they're gonna have them announce it because he's pretty much done.
Yeah.
Or they're gonna go do their own thing? And when he's like, I'm gonna fight, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Now the only time I got excited about that, let me just dive a little bit farther down this rabbit hole. The only time I got excited about that is when Jason David Frank, you know who that is?
The Green Ranger/White
from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers challenged him to his first professional fight in the UFC. And I'm like, that would be amazing. How do you walk away from that?
Yeah.
As someone like me being like, I liked him in my adulthood. I liked him in my childhood.
Pay-per-view buys would be out the roof.
Holy crap.
Like, you could sell just that pay-per-view of the Green Ranger versus CM Punk.
That's like number three on my dream matches of all time. Like of celebrities or people who you shouldn't see fight. My number one will never happen.
Sting versus The Undertaker?
No, I want to see Adam West versus William Shatner.
Oh.
Just because, not even the fight, but the dialogue leading up to the fight, to watch fight TV's ever. Batman fight Captain Kirk might be the most genius thing ever. What were we talking about? Oh, the main event.
We were trying to talk about the main event.
Because everything we bring up that's a side conversation is more interesting than the outcome. Yes. This is what I honestly think is going to happen. Cena's going to get the pin on Lesnar.
Become a 16-time world champion.
Which he's going to tie Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
And then he's going to lose the belt immediately to Seth Rollins. Which seems like something that WWE has been pushing for a while, to make Cena their ultimate champion of all time. God knows they've given him every opportunity to do that.
Right. And he'll be 17. He'll get number 17.
I think he'll get higher than that, man.
Yeah.
I think there'll be a 20th. Like, because he's still young in his career.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going anywhere. He's not one of these guys who've been around the block. He's been 10 years. Think of what he's accomplished. They've given him so much in 10 years. I try to be nice and say he's earned it and he's worked hard and he's been the face of the company, and that's a burden that he holds on his shoulder over some of the other guys. But they have given him every opportunity to shine, no matter what. Even when he was the white rapper, we kind of just bought into it.
We did.
But
we got great spinner belts out of it.
Great.
U.S. championship spinner
belts. I'm glad they retired that belt, man. That belt did not make any sense in any way, shape, or form. But so we're agreed, right? We're actually agreeing on the outcome.
We will agree on the outcome.
Cena will beat Lesnar, and then he'll immediately lose the belt.
To Seth Rollins.
To Seth Rollins. Now, we'll touch on this later. Yes or no right now. Do you think Seth Rollins is a big enough name to headline WrestleMania?
It depends on who he's headlining with.
The Shield?
The Shield.
That's the match.
Which we will get into that, I think, in just a second.
Now, let me tell you something. Being WrestleMania. Now, they've pulled this card before. Just jumping a little bit more. Shield triple threat. Sting's only match in WWE. Which one's the main event? What's last?
I would have to say, if they do the cards right, and it has anything to do with ending the Authority officially, then I think it should be Sting versus Triple H.
As the last match of the night.
As the last match of the night.
Hour? You think they're going to go an hour?
No, I don't think Sting can make it an hour.
I'm thinking 20.
Yeah.
30, 20.
20, 30, because it's going to be a slow-paced match. Because Hunter's going to go in hardcore. Sting, you know, he's a great, great superstar, but
no,
he can't go. I saw his TNA days. I was in the arenas, if you want to call it an arena, back when Sting was fighting in TNA.
The Impact Zone.
The Impact Zone. I was there. I got my childhood dream one night. I was in the top of the Impact Zone watching. Lights went out. Somebody pushed me aside. Lights came back on. And there he was, standing right beside me, pointing his bat.
Vince
Russo. No, Sting pointing his bat.
It wasn't his hand. It was his gut.
Yes.
He was wearing a Yankees jersey.
It was.
No, awesome. I didn't know that, really. Sting pushed you out of the way?
Yeah, Sting pushed me out of the way. Lights came back on.
It was better than my other buddy's story that is like, my dream happened. He went to an ECW event, and this was when I was back in high school. And Sandman spit beer across his face. I'm like, really? That was your dream?
Yeah.
I would have dreamed bigger in wrestling.
I would have had a bigger dream on that one. Beer to the face.
The most
not so
I
much.
Got was when I met Jericho. I met AJ. AJ was really cool. But I know what you mean. Like, you get to meet somebody that you idolize. Yeah. And it's like, no matter what the little bit of interaction you have, it's very memorable.
I mean, I actually was on an airplane coming back from California one time, and boarded the airplane, and Christopher Daniels was sitting in first class, and I'm just like, I actually said it out loud without realizing it. I was like, oh my God, Christopher Daniels. And he heard me and he said hi, and I was starstruck. And then cut.
Wait.
I was starstruck by Christopher Daniels.
Wait,
yes.
You were starstruck for Christopher Daniels.
Yes.
But you could ask Devon Dudley for his itinerary. This is a story we will go in later, but there is a story where Derek.
It was a victory. It was on a casino cruise ship. Confusion on a breast cancer awareness wrestling fundraiser, and Devon Dudley. We'll get into it later.
Great story. It could be a podcast on its own. Okay, so let's go to the Rumble. Let's break
Rumble,
it down.
Yes.
30 men. 17 have been confirmed.
17 from the last time we looked.
Last time we looked,
13 names that are still to be. You know, we don't know who.
Which is more than usual. I remember there's been a couple years where
you've got like five. Normally, it's like four or five guys that you haven't been
got
named.
To be fucking kidding me.
See, he's reading his phone.
No, I. Justin Gabriel, who will now be by, I can't even say his name. This name is horrible. He must have wrote this himself. the Darewolf. I can't make this up. PJ Black. He's already the Darewolf. D-A-R-E
so
Wolf.
If you want to
PJ
book,
Black,
he's Justin
already
Gabriel.
Doing independent dates. You can actually book him.
How? Does he not have a 90-day
I have
compete
usually
clause?
They have like a 30 or 90-day no compete. I guess indies they don't care because it's not televised.
That's
I think it's a television clause.
Okay. Because
that's what Del Rio ran into.
Right.
Where he went back to Mexico and they're like, well, you can't compete here because we have a contract with WWE's got that contract with AAA, not AAA, AAA wrestling promotion in Mexico where they self-promote and they promote – their wrestlers can go down and wrestle in – and WWE wrestlers can wrestle for AA. Rumble. I'm sorry. I'm gonna stop reading stuff.
Distracted. So
I am. That's just way too funny, man. Yeah.
17 wrestlers confirmed for the WWE Royal Rumble. It is, what year is this? What year? How many years has Royal Rumble been going on?
Since 89. Wait, I have an article up. Let me look at it.
No, we're looking at the big names, so of course.
My mind's still on that stupid name.
He's over on the Justin Gabriel.
I am, because I'm like, if I lose my job, I want to change my name to something stupid and just be like,
I'm going to be Harvey Whippleman. Oh, no, that's the name's already taken. Hermina.
You can use your porn name. You know, have to figure out your porn name, right?
Yeah.
It's the street you grew up on and your first pet.
That's a drag name as well.
No, really?
Yeah.
I guess
you want to be a drag queen or a porn star. Apparently, it's the same thing.
That's how I was always taught. I was Danny Heslop, because I took my dog's name and one of the streets as a kid. My other one was terrible porn name, which, go ahead.
Actually, the drag queen one is actually the reverse. So if the porn name is street, then pet, the drag queen one is pet, then street. So mine would be Bear Inlet.
Bear Inlet?
Bear Inlet.
That actually kind of fits.
That kind of works.
I think you should use that. I used Danny Hislop because my other one would have been Itty Bitty Grandview. Which, if I ever saw porn with a dude, Itty Bitty Grandview is like the worst porn name ever.
No.
Unless it's like midget porn.
So we're sidetracking again. The pay-per-view is getting ready to start. We're going to...
Hold on.
Start off the thing.
Okay, so we are going to do... We're sidetracking. We're back.
We're back.
We are going to do our predictions now. So we wrote down some stuff. And sorry, man. This better be recording. So let me go through a quick list of what we're going to try to predict here before the...
You want to start with NXT possible surprise?
NXT, sure. I only have two. They were saying Sami Zayn, who's their champion. Champion usually didn't show up because that's kind of weird.
Right.
I looked at guys who have been in NXT for a while. I looked at guys who have been main events for NXT. And the two I came up with were Tyler Breeze. I think he's a good possibility. He's a good throw over the top rope guy. It's good to, he can kind of get his feet wet type thing, see how his gimmick goes over, which his gimmick's weird anyways. And Adrian Neville, because they're not really doing anything with him right now. Neville's ready to step up into the main event, not into a main event, but into WWE, even though he will probably never be a main event guy. He's going to be a Kofi. He's going to be a Ziggler. He's going to be...
Most definitely.
He's going to be an IC champion. Who do you think? Who do you got?
It's really hard because they're pushing some of the really big names at the top of the card right now in NXT. I definitely will agree with you on the Adrian Neville. He definitely could definitely come in and do that awesome off the top
rope. Red Arrow. Yeah.
Pretty sweet move. Cause I've looked at the past. You look at Rusev coming in last year and he's had an amazing year.
Yeah.
Did you say
Rusev NXT?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Rusev came from NXT.
He came from NXT, but he's not. I thought you meant NXT like now.
No. I'm talking about. I'm looking at the past of who's come up.
I thought you were saying Rusev. No.
Rusev's most, already in.
He's like, we know Rusev's in the promo there, at the beginning of the show.
I'm going to go with Adrian Neville, and I want to go with one of the guys I've kind of been watching. As much as I know he's going to have a big feud, but it'd be cool to see Kevin Owens.
I think Kevin Owens would be good, but my issue with that is Kevin Owens, who was Kevin Steen, who was amazing.
Yes.
He made Ring of Honor, especially when a lot of those guys left for TNA.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have a huge career in WWE.
Yes.
He is a more talented, he is the Bully Ray before he was Bully Ray. Seriously.
Yes.
He's very, very talented in that way. He's a talented big guy. He's very believable. Very believable.
Yes.
Like he's threatening. He's very, his violent tendencies. But I just feel as though him in the Rumble, he's obviously not going to win it.
No.
Them wasting an opportunity to kind of promote him first, by throwing him over the top. I don't see that happening.
He's just kind of the one, but I think
not to
be
shoot down your prediction.
Yeah,
I
most
just
definitely, because I'd love to say, you know, Finn Balor.
I would love to see Finn Balor.
Yeah,
I would love it.
One of those. But see, they've got the big matches coming up soon for NXT TakeOver.
What about the Vaudevillains?
Yeah, no.
Well, you don't like the Vaudevillains?
They should have Mojo Rawlins. You know, because I could just see the crowd getting hype. Because he stays hype.
I really did. We're watching the live event right now.
Oh, you didn't know that New Age Outlaws.
No, we did know. They should retire. So, okay, let's carry on. The pay-per-view is starting, so we're starting to watch some of the stuff. Like I said, we're going to take a short break and come back for the rest.
NXT Surprise, we both agree on Adrian Neville.
So Adrian Neville, I think Adrian Neville's the same.
I agree.
All right, so let's go on to
surprise entrance.
You want to do surprise or you want to do returns? I think returns are more
returned. We'll do returns first because it's not necessarily a surprise someone on the current roster. So we'll do returns.
So go ahead. What's your first one?
I'm going to throw out the big name, Randy Orton.
So you took mine.
Yes.
I think it's guaranteed. Orton will come
Randy
back today.
Orton.
They're going to get him in a feud leading to Mania with somebody, probably somebody a part of the Authority. I don't think it's going to be Kane because they did Kane before. It's probably not going to be Big Show. They'll find something. Maybe Barrett. Maybe somebody that he can do work with. He's had a big feud with Barrett, though. I don't know who to put Randy Orton with.
I think he'll have to go up against Seth Rollins at some point.
Some point, yeah.
But
it might be
Fastlane.
It might be Fastlane. Oh, God, I hate that name of that pay-per-view. We'll talk about that later next month. Holy crap, I hate the name of that. I have Sheamus. Down for a return. We haven't seen him in a while. What's funny about him is he won 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He came back as a surprise return last year. And now it seems like he's getting back to that point again.
Yeah.
So,
and then there is going to be, I think, one more return that won't be as exciting when we go back to the whole NXT thing. I do think the unbelievable Bo Dallas will probably come
Bo
back.
Dallas injured?
He was injured, but both him and Sheamus were injured. Both him and Sheamus have been cleared to wrestle. They've just been kind of waiting to throw them into it. And I think the Royal Rumble's perfect opportunity for both of them to come back in.
I think Orton they're definitely doing something with. Sheamus, if I was to guess a Sheamus return in a storyline going forward, I think if they really want to push him, I think he's going to come back as a heel.
I agree.
And I think the best way for him to come back as a heel, now this is going to avoid, I know, one of your future picks, is I think Sheamus is going to come back and eliminate Daniel Bryan. I'm just saying. I think
it's the match they wanted last year for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
They wanted Daniel Bryan and Sheamus.
I don't know why they always won't put those two together. It's like, let's put the one with the beard with the ginger. See what happens.
Apparently it works.
Facial
hair, we need to have a fight.
I guess
Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan fought for how long? I don't.
Your face looks like the top of my head. We should fight. Let's see. We have time. We don't have to do all this.
Winner. You want
to
do both of those?
Let's do ridiculous. I think let's do ridiculous real fast because I think we had the same. When I originally looked at this list, I'm like, any diva or announcer is always stupid.
Right.
Well,
Karma was pretty sweet.
It was her swan song, though. Yeah, it was her completing her date, so she got paid
her
contract. She had to do one more date.
She eliminated Ziggler.
She did eliminate Ziggler.
She did
eliminate
Dolph Ziggler.
I put El Torito.
El Torito?
Which he won't be. He was in last year.
He was in last year.
That he was eliminated by Roman Reigns. And was his half. If you watch when they break down, there's a countdown with Royal Rumble where he got 12 and a half, not 13. And his argument that El Torito is a full size little bull man.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, okay, give him the extra one.
Give him the point.
I put J&J security, but that probably won't happen.
I hope not. I originally, and I think we both will agree with this, we were thinking both the bunny. Because we're thinking Adam Rose would possibly get thrown into the match and then get eliminated by the bunny,
who,
if you don't know, was being played by
Justin Gabriel.
Darewolf P.G. Williams.
P.G. Blackwell.
Stuff
from Cape Town, West.
He's from Africa, so we can call him black.
Is he from Africa?
He is from South Africa.
He is now, but with his new gimmick, he might be like, I am from
Congo, Africa.
Sheboygan.
Iowa? Is it Sheboygan?
What a dumb name. Anyways, okay, sorry.
We're getting off track again.
We're supposed to. That's part.
And then, but I think we both said this earlier is, and I'll let Dave go into once we get to it. As if they do put the bunny in it, who they originally thought was under the gimmick.
It was joked by Ziggler.
Ziggler jokes about it,
and
I think
it's a good idea.
I think Ziggler should eliminate the bunny. A bunny should eliminate Rose. Ziggler
Correct.
Should eliminate Bunny. The head pops off, and it is...
It's Zack Ryder.
Woo, woo, woo.
Absolutely, I think it should be Zack Ryder.
Hilarious.
I think he could pull off that, even though he said on his Twitter, please don't tell people that I'm the Bunny, which I think now everyone thought he should totally be the Bunny.
I agree. He should never be the Bunny once the head pops off.
No, I think they should retire that.
That could be the ending... You know,
is Zack
Ryder
still on the roster list?
Yeah.
Is he? I didn't get that far down.
He had a small little injury. I think he is back up to health. I know he's been actually out training. I do follow Zach on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah. Okay, so let's hope Zack Ryder's in it. It would be funny that he comes out as a bunny.
Yeah. And then surprise entrance.
Entrance. I have a sizable list. Now let's eliminate two off the bat. Because they're in Philadelphia. I think Chris Jericho is going to show up in a form. He did a Q&A today. He's been in Philly all weekend. He's been tweeting like crazy. I really think that Chris Jericho will show up at some time.
Agreed.
And also, RVD? Is that
Rob Van Dam? No, I was going to go for the bigger name.
You're just going to take
gonna
the cake.
I'm going to go out there,
Let's not get to the let's we'll not get to the big yet. One. That's a good way to kind of cap off what we're talking about here. But the other ones that I would like to see, Triple H might be in it. He might take a bullet for the team. Probably
not. Yeah, you think?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's a chance. I think Batista, maybe.
No.
You don't think so, Dave Batista?
No, I don't think he's got... I don't think that movie's coming out anytime soon to promote
him
yet.
You come out with a raccoon and a giant tree. And
hey,
and
it was his best acting to date.
Excellent.
Go back and watch when he quit Monday Night Raw. That was terrible acting.
Which time?
Fired by Bret Hart, by the way.
Oh, the first time.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the second time.
Oh, no, the second time
he
was really
wave
terrible,
and then
too.
He left.
But yeah, the Princess Wave. That was actually pretty good acting.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
Here's my. Now, you have a big surprise. I'll let you cap things off. One that I would like to see as a surprise, one that I would jump out of my seat and be so excited for is. Let's sidetrack a little bit. TNA just re signed a bunch of their talent. There's a major talent they didn't re-sign who's available to wrestle anywhere he wants that has a history with WWE. I would love to see Bully Ray come out during the Rumble. That would shake. They're in Philly, the
Agreed.
Home of ECW. He is a tremendous talent.
Agreed.
He is better now than he ever was in WWE on the mic, in the ring, everything. He could shake up the top of that card.
Bully Ray was carrying TNA. Before,
oh, yeah.
Before the transaction.
Yeah, and he's the one who kept everyone going, and he decided that, nope, I'm done.
Yeah.
I honestly think, is this match still early on? Oh, my God. This match has already gone, how long has it been? 3 minutes?
New Age Outlaws and the Ascension are still fighting.
Oh, my God, it's almost quarter after.
We did have a little shake, rattle, and roll a minute ago.
Oh, this is making the Ascension look so weak. Anyways, Bully Ray would be my dream surprise.
That would be pretty awesome.
Go ahead and cap it.
Well, I have the big one, but then there actually was somebody that had a lot of history with my big one that I saw on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Posts.
Who's that?
Shane Helms, actually.
The Hurricane?
The Hurricane, actually.
Sugar Shane Helms? Gregory
had,
Helms? What else did
they call? Instagram come out talking about how he was betting on a rumbling man yesterday on Instagram. And sometimes this time of year... Superstars that are
oh, so it's
no
not
longer.
Shane Helms. You're not talking about Shane Helms.
Yeah, the Hurricane. Yeah,
you think the Hurricane's coming back? Tonight?
That would be an awesome little. He'll get thrown out, of course.
Oh, absolutely, but not without getting the pop first.
Come on,
and that's what I.
If
you
you're
know
in
what?
There and it like counts down at number 17,
you think he's
and all
coming
of a sudden
out as a Hurricane?
You hear is stand back,
oh,
and
my
then
God.
He gets in there. Something happens, and then he goes,
"What's up
talk about?"
Yeah,
that would be great.
I honestly
but,
think. Go ahead. Do the big
But the big one.
The Hurricane?
The name that is in town for Philly.
And tweeting about it.
And is tweeting about it. There's photos. Is the great one. The man that WrestleMania, main event at WrestleMania, fought John Cena twice at Mania. Like, it. The Rock is in Philly.
The Rock is in Philadelphia.
Having a return, even because he's already had feud with Rusev already. If he can come out and feud with Rusev, because that can lead into Rusev and John Cena at Mania. And how to do that? You could have Rusev being upset with The Rock, and then John Cena come in, take up for The Rock, since The Rock passes the torch to Cena, and it can happen. Oh, Ascension, by the way, beat the New Age Outlaws.
Oh, surprise, surprise. Wow. They had to.
Yeah, they did.
If not, they would have went back to the Performance Center. Yeah. They wouldn't have been back here in Central Orlando.
But to end the night, before the match, Royal Rumble match starts, and we come back to that for you get to hear our reactions for when things happen. I do. The Rock would be an awesome surprise.
He would be. Would he win the Rumble?
No.
Who would eliminate The Rock?
The Rock would not win the Royal Rumble.
You think Roman Reigns?
I think either the Roman Reigns.
Or Daniel Bryan.
Or Daniel Bryan.
You don't think it's going to be anybody else?
I don't think it would be anybody else, because there's no one else that needs to eliminate The Rock.
Okay, before we get to our winners and who we want to win. I'm going to throw out these quick ones I thought of earlier, and you could say you agree or disagree. Longest stint in the longest time in the ring tonight.
Daniel Bryan.
No.
Say Daniel Bryan.
I think Daniel Bryan's going to come in about between 15 and 20. He's going to wrestle for probably about 35 minutes, and then he's either going to get thrown over the top, and whoever throws him over the top is now the biggest heel in WWE.
Yep.
Instantly. I think it's going to be Ziggler, because he's a worker, and I think Rusev has a good chance. Now, this is my thing with Rusev. I have him on two different lists. Either he's going to be the longest one running, or he's going to be one of the last four guys out that curtain tonight. Because they have pushed him so hard that he's going to get into that groove in which he wants to, they make him look invincible. And then whoever throws him over the top, which I'm thinking is going to be Roman Reigns, it might be The Rock. You know what? Now that you say it, let's think about this for half a second. Rusev's in. He's throwing mothers over the top rope. Guys are diving for all of it. Rock comes out, throws Rusev over the top rope. You got an instant Mania match that could be a short match, but it would still be a memorable match. Especially they like putting Rock's name on the marquee. Okay, shortest stint of the night.
Oh.
Go ahead and throw a name out there.
Adam Rose.
I have Big Show, and let me tell you why.
Mm.
I think he's going to get in the ring with Roman Reigns. I think Roman Reigns is going to come in probably around 10. Big Show is either going to be right before him or right after.
Yeah.
And they're going to throw him over the top because they're already advertising them wrestling each other at Fastlane. I think that match is actually happening because that's the feud that's been going on.
Right.
And they're not getting a one-on-one tonight.
No.
I think that's the way
they're going to
have
tonight?
Some kind of confrontation in the Rumble.
There is. There will be confrontation between Roman Reigns
and Big Show.
And the Big Show.
Yeah. Let's see here. Starting the Rumble, Ziggler. I have Kane. It's probably going to be either Ziggler or Ryback or both.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone from the Authority very short after. I'm thinking it's going to be a Kane and Ziggler, Kane, Ryback, or Luke Harper. Luke Harper is probably a good one to.
And I agree with some of that too, but I'll still go out there and throw this out. I'll put some money on it. I still think Daniel Bryan.
You're gonna put money.
I will put money on the fact that I bet Daniel Bryan
is number
one.
I don't know.
No, we'll see. We'll get into that in a little bit.
I think the bunny's gonna win.
The bunny's gonna win the Royal Rumble.
It would be comforting that first person through the curtain. Would be one of the jokes, just to get it out of the way, or one of the surprises, even.
Right.
You know, I think of the reaction they would get if Jericho came out first last year,
and the year before.
Was it that the year before? He wasn't in the Rumble last year. No, he wasn't.
No,
it was the year before because Ziggler came out.
Because Ziggler actually fired him the year before.
Yeah, and then he had that horrible match with Fandango that we're not going to talk about. Fandango did not make any of my list this week.
No, he's in the match.
So let's talk about who we think is going to win it and who we want to win it. And I think yours is the same because you just mentioned his name like four times. You go ahead, Daniel Bryan.
I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan.
He's going to win it.
Because it, I think I'm going to go with the dream of who deserves it and who needs to win it, not the obvious winner. Because a lot of people think that Daniel Bryan deserves.
You don't think he's the obvious winner.
I don't think he is because everyone thinks Roman Reigns is the obvious winner. You know, because of last year, Roman Reigns.
That's last the two guys year, I have. That's
Roman Reigns, you know, eliminating, beating Kane's, you know, record for eliminations being in the
which
top
was very impressive.
Two.
Yeah.
You know, being eliminated by Batista at the end, you know, I just
oh, yeah, he was the last two of Batista.
Was, yeah.
And he.
Because he eliminated.
He should have won last year.
He should have won last year.
But the main
but then again, Daniel Bryan wasn't in. Daniel Bryan should have won last year.
No, Daniel Bryan, Rey Mysterio.
Coming in at number 30.
Oh, my God.
And then Rey Mysterio was never to be seen
we
from again.
We booed in a restaurant that was miles and miles away. And I like Rey Mysterio.
Nope.
It just made no sense.
But,
we
yes.
haven't seen him since. No, nope. He competed in that awful Andre the Giant Memorial.
That's right, he did.
He did. Oh, that was, we haven't seen him since.
That was the last time he saw him.
You got new tights. You got all dolled up for nothing. Okay, so
Daniel Bryan's
your winner. I'm Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan. I think it's a given. If I got to pick a winner that I would be really happy with, I would go with Dean Ambrose or Dolph Ziggler.
Right.
That's in my dream world. That's in the fantasy internet fanboy dream world that we all live in. I think one of those two guys, they're really good workers. They put on quality matches. They can main event.
Yes.
I think Ziggler deserves something from that incredible Survivor Series match.
Right.
Probably one of my favorite main events this year, the most memorable moment, shocking moment. That was the first time that I got really, really excited about wrestling a long time. I think that'd be really good as I think it'd be good for him. It's probably not the right time.
Right.
I think he's gonna get try to steal the show, take his own catchphrase at WrestleMania this year. I think they're gonna finally put him with a talent that he can have a half an hour match. He's always been someone that's got stuck with these throwaway matches every year.
True.
And he takes the big bump and everyone goes ooh and ah and it's done.
I'll go with a dream thing too.
Sure.
This goes back to
dream or
say, it's a dream. It's a dream. If I had to pick it, because
don't say Ryder.
No. this is going to be something that I actually it popped in my head and I agree with it. And I actually saw somebody else say the exact same thing. It goes back to I think Royal Rumble 93 when Lex Luger and Bret Hart eliminated at the same time, double winners, co-winners for the Royal Rumble. I think it would be pretty sweet to see a double winner this year do Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose.
You don't think that's overbooking?
Having the Shield main event WrestleMania.
It sounds awesome.
For the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yes.
Because both of those men have hit, they're at that glass ceiling and they're ready to both, all three of them are ready to shatter through it. They all three have their hands on the brass ring that Vince says there is.
Let's smooth the path a little bit. Let's break this down.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Rollins leaves tonight, World Heavyweight Champion.
Yes.
Next month, he fights by Cena or Orton. Probably a good bet. Your ideal winning setup. You're thinking big picture. You're thinking 3 months down the road, story.
Yes.
Where we can go with character development and grow these wrestlers, break them through. Have a tie, Reigns, Ambrose, and then build the match that way.
Because you can't put the Shield in a match with each other because the three-way match hasn't happened yet. They can't do it later on. You have to do it sooner than later because
I think, yeah, because you're within that year of the breakup where they're still, it's still
relevant.
They can still reference it. It still comes up. That stuff can still happen. I agree. I think that is ideally a good ending, but not to cut your leg, not to chop block it.
Right.
let's use the Ric Flair statement. Not to chop block it. The last time, do you remember the last time two wrestlers tied?
Yes, Vince McMahon came down.
Who are the wrestlers?
Restarted the match. It was Batista and John Cena.
And what they restarted the match.
They restarted the match.
And Batista ended up winning that.
He did.
But they both got title matches because there was two belts at the time.
Right.
There was the World Heavyweight and there was the WWE.
Correct.
Now we have the WWE Heavyweight title, which is a combined belt, which is causing more problems than there was when they were well worth.
Right.
But we're still within the first year of that even. Just a little over a year.
December of 2013 when they were.
Orton Cena.
God, it's been a year since we've had that title.
Yeah, but
it has been
a year since Orton Cena.
Orton and Cena, Orton carried the two belts all the way past. Maybe.
Yeah, well, this is the first. Brock's the first one to hold the new belt with the new logo.
Right, because Brock was lazy.
And they retired the spinner, which needed to be done. They retired that with The Rock, but.
Right.
I think that's about it. I think that's pretty much wrapped up. The only thing other I've listed here is my final four: Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler. I think that's our final four.
Yeah.
Fans are going to lose their mind.
Yeah.
But we have learned being wrestling fans for 20. I've been with the fans for 26 years.
I was going to say, I'm pretty old, too, so I'm up there.
We rarely now get what we want.
Right.
I have a feeling there's a good chance that Rusev or Bray Wyatt or Randy Orton will be in the end. Mm-hmm. I know you're a big Orton fan.
I'm a big Orton
but
fan.
But he's not – I don't think he's relevant enough to kind of put back in that picture right away.
Right, no.
He's got to build himself back up.
He'll have a nice, good main
event
match.
He's always got good summer runs.
Right.
You know, I think his last pay-per-view match was against Jericho. Or did he fight Rollins?
No, the last match that Orton had was not Hell in a Cell with Cena.
It might have been. Yeah,
I don't
when
think
he turned
he,
on the authority and they curb stomped him and all that other stuff.
Because I don't think he had a pay per view match for TLC. And I don't think he had a pay per view match for Survivor Series.
I don't know. All the Orton matches kind of.
He actually went out right before Survivor Series because we thought he was actually going to be part of Cena's team and he wasn't. And so, it was before Survivor Series. So it had to have been Hell in a Cell.
Wow, we were just really going.
My last little bit, because
sure,
I know Dave's going to be ready to end
this.
The good thing about Royal Rumble, and I think WWE has nailed it on the head this year, is there are a lot of stick out guys that you think are going to win. Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns.
Yes.
But they have left so many options. You don't know who's in it. There's 13 guys.
13 open.
That have yet to be announced.
So some of the guys we're watching on the mid-card, and
you know
they could fit Miz Dow in it, or Damian Miz Dow.
He's already in it.
Oh, he's already announced
Him
for
and
it?
Miz are already announced for it.
Okay. Yeah. Did Cesaro make that list?
Cesaro, Tyson Kidd, and Adam Rose have not.
Cesaro needs to be in there.
Cesaro probably
Cesaro,
be in it.
Even though he has no
way of winning.
No chance.
But needless to say, like I said, they've given us a lot of opportunity this year with the Royal Rumble. I think this year will actually be an amazing year because you're going to get the guys that you want to see in the match this year. Daniel Bryan, for example.
They're guaranteeing it this year.
You're guaranteeing to make sure you don't go home this year disappointed,
which was exactly what happened last year.
Right.
I think you're right, man. I think we're in for a good Rumble. Yeah. I really think this year's WrestleMania is going to be really unpredictable.
Agreed.
In a lot of ways. I think we're in for something. I'm hoping for change. I'm hoping for them to kind of knock my socks off. We know we're getting a Sting match. We don't know if we're getting a Taker match, which we'll talk about later. On a different podcast. We could do an entire show about Undertaker's career.
Look at this. Miz and...
We're
there
so
it
watching.
Is. Oh!
Oh,
see?
You think they break up? Oh, you might be right.
We're gonna talk about this later, because it'll go into the Royal Rumble
it
match later.
Will.
I guarantee you it will.
Wait.
Yeah.
Last prediction. Miz Dow eliminates Miz in the Rumble?
Miz Dow will eliminate Miz in the Royal Rumble.
Money on it? You got it?
Money on it.
All right, guys. So... We're gonna wrap up right now.
Missed one of the seven tag team matches of the pay per view.
I know.
Actually,
it's sad times. We're watching off an iPad while we're recording this. We're gonna come back to you a little bit later. We're gonna do our live reactions to the Rumble match and the main event. If you want to hit us back, comments, questions, add to the conversations, make fun of us. I don't care. You can hit me on Twitter. It's @podcasts_Pascoe. _Pasco. Podcast _ Pasco. I'm still getting used to it. I just don't know it. And once again, we are a part of the Arcade Archives Network. I want to thank our producer, Ray, for putting us on the air this week.
Giving us the opportunity to make fools out of ourselves.
Really, honestly.
For all of you lovely wrestling fans.
I hope so. And if not, you know, we're going to get there. We are trying to ring it in today because we ran a little late producing this today. Because we were talking about wrestling before we had to talk about wrestling. Because we are really, really, really big fans. Really, 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 really big fans.
Really, really.
Really, really.
Passionate about what we do.
Really, really.
he's in the ring right now.
He is. And he's
really.
I'm obviously channeling The Miz when I'm talking about this. But no, but thanks for putting us on the air and listening to us. Like I said, hit me at Pasco, at podcast _Pasco. A part of the Arcade Archives Network. We'll see you see you a little bit later. For now, I am Dave Pasco.
And I'm Derek.
Hey, keep watching. Actually, that was a horrible sign off. We'll work on that.
Keep listening.
Keep listening.
This has been an Arcade Archives production.